Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so we heard a recent conversation on the afternoon show where Jonathan Peterlin, an excellent addition to the afternoon show, was trying to go out with his family, a night out on the town, Little Italy, and ended up being late. Yeah. Why was he late? Because he didn't just simply valet, couldn't find a parking spot. And I guess what emerged was a storyline that Jonathan never valets, refuses to valet his vehicle. And it got us thinking.
He never does, ever, anywhere.
That's what you guys told me. So I want to know, as somebody who has just always been able to find a spot wherever I am, even when I've been in Chicago and driving my own car, like fresh from Cleveland and meeting up with my sister, I always find a spot. Like, I think if you just really look hard enough, you can always find a spot.
Parameters, though.
What, in terms of?
Distance.
You don't want to park a mile away.
There's another part to the story here. He was out for like 30 minutes trying to find a spot in Little Italy, which, good luck, because there's about 1,500 people looking for the same spot in Little Italy. There's
no parking. On the tightest roads in Cleveland.
Yes, on the smallest. Yeah. You can see side, old, like those roads are not made for today's vehicles.
Yeah, eventually you find right in front of the restaurant that you're going to, they all have valets now. Yeah,
you just give up. And so, they park it in some place you don't know. You give up the fight, and that's what you know going in.
Right, and then you get to go to the restaurant immediately, meet up with your family, which he was a half hour late in doing so. So, I don't know. Are there other people like that that refuse to valet? Because I'd never really heard of that.
I used to be a guy, when I first started, I never really wanted a valet. Now, my wife worked in the hotel industry, and there were some horror stories about valets. So you get a little bit like, you get a little bit weirded out by the whole valet thing. But in some cases, like, man, you got to get in there and you got to go. It's like in a place like downtown, I might try to find a parking garage and just deal with it.
So is he being a cheapskate?
Yeah, to a certain degree. Yes, absolutely.
Did he admit that's why he doesn't valet, or did he have other reasons?
I didn't hear that part. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I'm sure not a lot of people. A lot of people who are cheap don't want to admit they're cheap. I have a friend who's proud of it. I'm not going to say his name, even though I should, because he's such a cheap-ass tightwad. But either way, I think that most people don't want to admit that they're cheap. I don't think that he would want to admit cheapness in this case. I don't know what his reasoning would be. He could probably try to pin it on. He doesn't trust other people driving his vehicle. Valets.
You're about to go dump. You're going to go spend $150 on dinner, right?
Just add 20 to it, because that's what you're going to do. At Little Italy?
It's the same reason why people don't come downtown to go to get, and they get mad even. Like today, we've talked about how tickets have went down. But I guarantee you there are people in any one of these, if you post this on any social forum, they will say, well, yeah, but the parking, there are ways downtown to get, there's free parking downtown. You just have to find it.
Yeah, I mean,
you
don't
know where it is.
I have heard my whole life.
It's the same deal with that.
I've heard my whole life from people like that, Owen, who have said they will not come downtown Cleveland because they do not want to pay to park. They do not want the hassle of that. They also think it's a hellscape. Any downtown in the country, yeah, they think
well,
is a
that's
hellscape.
A totally different conversation.
I've heard that too, but I don't know. I don't valet unless the only place we do valet is when we're out of town and we go to a hotel. We valet at the hotel,
which is expensive. Which is,
but it's generally because they tell you, well, there's an open lot across the street, or there's an open lot two blocks away, and it you go look at the price and it's the same price. So.
Yeah.
Might as well just have the car brought to me, and that way I can call in the morning and go, hey, we're coming down in 15 minutes. Yeah. Can you make sure that car's setting up?
So my first time ever in Little Italy, I think, was with you, and that was almost a decade ago. I've only heard of Little Italy before this.
Right.
So I never really knew anything. Like, the only place, like, we would go out to Cleveland, but we would go out to, like, the Flats or downtown back in the day. We never went to, like, Little Italy when I was 20 years old.
Well, you didn't make the drive up from Canton to
go to the
one street on East Side.
Yeah, we weren't going to go do that. So you get to Mayfield Road, and you immediately realize, like, this is an old, like, literally Italian neighborhood. It's all houses. There's very little parking except for the church. And I don't know where the valets take the car. Maybe I don't even want to know. It just makes life easier. So whatever you're paying for dinner, whatever you think you're going to pay for dinner, ballpark, You might as well add 20 to it. What's the valet there? Is it 10 or 20? Might as well just add 20.
I think it depends on the night.
Yeah, I mean, now what? I guess the next question is, now I know Jonathan doesn't have to be concerned about this, but what if you are driving an insane, big time luxury vehicle and you don't trust anybody and you don't know where they're parking it, so you don't know if it's going to get dinged up to where they park it,
then
you know how people who are very
probably shouldn't be dining in Little Italy then.
Well, no,
that's a problem for
you. You could dine in Little Italy, but I would also make the arrangements. You got to know going in. And if you don't know going in, that's fine. But you have to understand that there's part of being an adult that maybe he doesn't understand.
You're going to take a luxury vehicle over there that you don't want dinged up because it's getting dinged up. You're going to be close no matter where you are.
Yeah, you are going to be close.
When you take those kind of vehicles into urban areas, very densely populated places.
Like me, okay? I even though I backed into a hydrant, I try to take...
I wouldn't have you valet anything.
Meticulous care of the vehicles.
Only go forward.
I try to take meticulous care of the vehicles. When we go like to Youngstown on a family thing or something like that, I schedule in time because Liz doesn't take her car to the car wash nearly as much as I want her to. And I schedule in time before we leave. If we have to be there at 3:30, and so that means we have to leave at 2:30, we are leaving at 2:15 because I'm going through the car wash before we go. I'm not letting anybody think that I'm just going to show up in a filthy vehicle. That's not going to happen.
No, Ken does not, so, not do that.
So I think that's at 2:15.
I think that's a different FML.
Well, either way, he needs to know that. Jonathan needs to know this now. So if you're going to Little Italy and you don't want anybody to drive your vehicle, okay, well, you better add in the extra 15 minutes that you can go and park underneath the railroad and then walk all the way back. And you better remember, too, it's not the right thing to do to drop your wife off. Now, I don't mean to tell another guy how to treat his wife, but it's not the right thing to do. I would drop Liz off, drive down there, tell her I'll see you in 20 minutes, and make all those arrangements. Go to Presti's or Corby's or whatever.
Corbo's.
Go to Corbo's, take a look at the selection, whatever. Sit at the bar, have a drinky poo, and I'll be back. And then I'm leaving, you stay here, I'll come pick you up. Like, that's how it works. Jonathan needs to plan better. I'll fix his life. You need to plan better.
Just pull the wallet out. I mean, it costs a lot of money to go out and do things these days.
Or he can do that, but I'm telling you, there's two things. He can either do what I just told him to do, or he can pull the wallet out. He's got two options. Not drive around for 30 minutes, have your wife call you twice while you're driving around in Little Italy.
Go park at Case and Uber over.
There you go.
But now you're adding even more to it. Especially if it's hot outside, you get all sweaty before you walk into the restaurant. Ugh. What the hell are you doing, Peterlin?